Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. Let me take this opportunity to present the host with the most. They call him Coach Doc and the Love Guru. Without further ado, present to some, introduce to others, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, owner and operator of WBSW Radio. Dr. Lowe, make it do what it do. I'm really excited, and we have an awesome special guest tonight. We're gonna introduce him in a minute, but I tell you, when we're doing things like that and kind of put that music, you have to bounce around just a little bit so you can feel comfortable, because it is Marvelous Monday, and I'm so glad to have an opportunity to be blessed enough to make it through the weekend and come, even though we know the week started on Sunday, but today is Monday. We'll say the second day of the week, so we're looking to have a great time tonight on WBSW Radio, the internet station, talking real to you prime time. The call-in number, if you want to be a part of the show, you can call in. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1. Now, make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell. Ask for your location. Then you can chat with our special guest, along with the other co-hosts, as well as the host myself. And we're all going to just make it do what it exactly have to do, not what it will do, what it has to do, because it is a want to be able to bring you some awesome information. Also, we want to share with you, if you want to check us out on Twitter, you have that same opportunity. All you have to do is, if you're hooked up as a follower on Twitter, you can tweet the show, which you can do that WBSW Radio, along with Lorenza D. Smith 15. Then on Instagram, we normally have 2 to 3 devices working. Today, I cut it down to 1 device because I want to make sure we don't have no power surges around here like we do sometimes, and have some technical difficulties. We didn't want to have that, so we're using 1. That's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. We are partners with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. They co-sponsor, they co-host, they do everything as a partnership with WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. So we're so glad to have that contribution, that commitment from each and every one of those brothers out of Greenville, Alabama. So it's good to have that crew willing to work with us and just make sure things can go smoothly. You know, they're working online to make sure we stay online. You know, we give a shout out to the Brother Daryl E., he's always there with the production and the technology part. He's there trying to make sure we make it through all right. And see, it's good to have brothers like that. And we have the vice president of the chapter, that's Tony Starworth, and we have Marvin Lala Smith. We have all of these guys that's really well into working. So I had to give them a shout-out, the chapter complete, because they're bought in, and we're trying to make it happen right through WBSW Radio, the internet station, and we're number one. We're so glad to have the opportunity. On Facebook, you have facebook.com, DRL, D'Alberto Smith. So it was so amazing this weekend. I was in Mississippi, and I received the award, not bragging, though, just didn't want to say, is when the young man was introducing me, he called my middle name. And the first thing he said, did y'all know his name? His middle name was D'Alberto. And everybody kind of laughed because they did. See, I only know you by your first name and your last name. And a lot of times when they hear that, what? That was your name? And there are several people like that. So I wanted to share that. So it's L. D'Alberto Smith on Facebook. So you have a chance to be a part of a friendship there, way over 5,000. And I'm telling you, I'm getting requests every day to try to be a part because they want to check it out and be a part of it. And I'm so thankful for that. Also, you can check us out on the web link. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW, Internet Talk Radio. So you have an opportunity to check us out on the web link. That means you can just go to the Internet, type in WBSW Radio, and put Blog Talk beside it. It'll just populate with the voice of the Smith Way production. And you can hear all 600 now. We have 600 episodes. We're going back to 2017. That's when we start, September the 27th, 2017. We had one show. Now we have 12. And we're excited about that. And over 30 to 35 people who volunteer to be co-hosts, guests. Yeah, it's a whole lot going on, and hosts as well. So we're really excited about it. We want to say one more thing before we really get into our show. I wanted to share with everybody that when I be saying WBSW Radio, the internet station, that's our brand. We're number one. And I'm always going to say number one because that's not many other radio stations, even though they're based in an area, but they may use the internet, but they don't use the internet with all the social media like we're trying to do here. We're heard and we'll not only listen to and watch 38 countries. We're not just heard. We're just not listened to. We're not just watched in those 38 countries. We also have them playing an interactive part of it, right? Whatever continent they're on. So it is global. So we're really excited about that. This dream couldn't be no better. It started in 2017. A vision God blessed me with to say, go out and do something that you can make a difference. Bring a resource to help others. So that's what we did. We also have a giveaway that we have. It's WBSW Radio Giveaway. And what we ask everybody to do to register, and that's what we did. We raffle off trips, and we pay for the hotel. We have had, in 2 years, raffle off 12 trips. The last trip was a 5-night, 6-day in January. We raffled it off, and our winner, I will share the name, and that was the hotel stay, the value of $1,284. We made sure we took care of the hotel. And the person, once they activate it, have up to 18 months to go on the trip. And the winner of that trip was Peggy Grant. And I'm quite sure my guest, special guest, know who Peggy Grant is. And matter of fact, she her family's still in Lyons County, but she lives in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She's up there working and everything. So her name was pulled. So we do that. We raffle off trips. We raffle off books that we have authors on here. We raffle off gas vouchers, food vouchers. We all have gift cards. We just do a lot of things to give back. Then we ask for your name along with a means of transaction. We have four means of transactions that we work with individuals with. That's Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle. You send it in, put your means of transaction along with your name, we put it in a raffle. But besides that, we send love offerings. We send out a few dollars to people since you sent it in, and the $20, $40, whatever it is, maybe your lunch. You need some money for gas that day. So you never know. When God is working with you, he'll work it out for you. So that's what we do. That's how we are continuing to give back. And through our programming, we're giving knowledge in any form you can ask for. Our guests are awesome. And that leads us to the guest tonight. I'm going to call him young man, because he is a young, energetic young man. I'm going to say it again because it's amazing how God brings individuals together. Matter of fact, down in Lyons County, where I came in 2004, he was there working in technology, working with that area in career tech education. Also, he was a head football coach. And, when you have a school that's taught in class, you get a chance to do football, whatever else they have, you volunteer to help. So he was doing that. He was teaching. And then had an opportunity, I know for sure, to be the head coach at St. Jude I'm going to say thank you, Institute High School. I know it very well because my daughters went there. And the middle one, Lauren, she graduated from there in 2011. And the baby girl eventually got an opportunity. Lauren left. She went to Brew Tech. So she finished at Brew Tech. So he had been around doing an awesome job over there at St. Jude. Then had an opportunity also to come to the public setting here in Montgomery at Lanier, athletic director over there. And also, I know he's going to tell his story, but see, God brings you back with the people that are good people. I managed to accept a position as a university supervisor at Alabama State University. And lo and behold, they was our technology coordinator inside the EdTPA lab, along with the program completely, and just with the university in the College of Education. And he's an entrepreneur. Because I know he was doing some awesome things, not just staying downtown. He also, I can remember when he had the club over at, was the State House or whatever, the one by Crumpton Bowl, the hotel over there, because he was on the top floor up there, him and his brother and family that's working that business over there. And then him and his brother was doing some other things throughout the city. So I thought it was important that we bring him on the show tonight. And it means a whole lot to see, to be an African-American business person. We need to be able to share all we have with others, especially our young individuals. Just having to understand, just say you can go out and maybe do something, cut a little hair or whatever, and you say, okay, I'm an entrepreneur, but we also want them to know there's work, there's some expectation, also goals, and have to understand how the tax laws work too. All this you have to know about. So I wanted to make sure we get a chance to come in and share that thought tonight and talk about some of those important things. And I'll be remiss if I don't say it. He's a proud member of the first fraternity of the Pan-Atlantic Council. He's a member of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporation. Oh, sick. We got Brother Roberto Reed. How you doing, Brother Reed?
Hey, how you doing, Dr. Smith? Thank you for that glorious and auspicious introduction.
You know,
I don't know if I deserve it or not, but I appreciate it nonetheless.
You deserve it. You deserve it. Because I know what the grind you've been at. You continue to grind. And I forgot about one thing, and I'm going to say this, and he's an awesome father. Because I know his daughter, that's his heart. And I'm going to tell you now, I know a lot of guys out there, a lot of men out there that, you know, we have children, but we don't make sure our children is our heart. Mr. Reed do that. And I know the commitment he has to his daughter as well as his family. So I wanted to say that, Mr. Reed. So, you know, we didn't leave that out because that's an important part now.
You know, Kylie going to say, Daddy, you didn't mention me once.
See, helping you out, Callie. I'm helping you out. I'm gonna make sure because I know what's important, and he understands what's important as well. So what we're gonna do? We're gonna kind of move forward. I want Mr. Reed to come in right now and kind of give you a brief bio of himself and the things. Now I try to run down some too much stuff, but I don't want to do everything. I think every individual should be able to share what they want to share, and that's what my interviews and this. A network is all about is letting individuals share what's comfortable to them. We don't have no rapid fire questions. All we do is try to get as much information out. So, Brother Reed, it's in your hands right now.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Smith. Well, the first thing I would start off by saying that I'm a product of Beach Trip. You know, I tell, and this message is more so for people that look like me. It doesn't matter where you come from. You know, if you work hard and you do what you're supposed to do, you'll get where you want to be.
Yes, sir.
Like Dr. Smith said, I've been in education over 20 years, probably around 21, 22 to be exact. Started my career down in Loudoun County, math teacher, Cisco instructor, electronic instructor, head football coach down there. And I'm proud of that because I never in my wildest dreams thought I would be a classroom teacher. I was approached by then the assistant superintendent of Loudoun County, that was Dr. Daniel Boyd, and there was a teacher that passed away, and, you know, he called, and he was like, Mr. Reed, we need somebody to teach math down there. And I said, candidly, Dr. Boyd, well, you know, I'll look, see if I can find somebody, but, you know, I'm not a teacher. Mm-hmm. And then they called back, he said, well, Mr. Reed, we got kids down there not getting instruction. So, of course, Dr. Boyd was one of my mentors when I was in high school, so I said, okay. And I got down there, and I got hooked because, you know, we always hear the flight teachers and the ups and downs of education, but it's only when you're in that classroom do you realize, you know, the great need for good teachers. And I can remember I was a young man when I started teaching. I was probably right at 21, 22 years old. And I remember saying to myself, I can't leave now. These people, they need me. My people need me. And so I got hooked becoming an educator. A friend of mine said, well, how is it that you have a BS in computer science, a master's in math ed, a master's in administration, an EDS in leadership, and you work a doctorate, but you're a teacher? And I said, it chose me. And when I tell anybody, aspiring teachers, the profession chooses you. After leaving Loudoun County, I expanded myself and went to St. Jude. We are St. Jude, for all that know.
Yes.
When I was a head coach and math teacher there, and back then it was kind of rare to have a head coach that was a math teacher, but, you know, there I stood. I'd always tease people. I said, well, you know, Coach Reed, did you know you're going to win? I said, well, I'll get the numbers, and they checked out. I'm pretty sure we're going to get this. So, took a brief, what you call it, sabbatical?
Yeah.
Father passed away, needed some time off, so I said, let's thank you. Like a year and a half, maybe 2 years off. Then they got back in the saddle, teaching math at Lee High School. Well, that was funny because at the time, another one of my mentors, John Dawson, he approached, he said, well, Mr. Reed, the time I had to own the box. He was like, Mr. Reed, why don't you go over there and help Dr. Paul about this? He's a math teacher. I said, well, you know, I don't get to teach anymore, Mr. Doc. And then he said, I'm not going to say exactly what he said. Basically, he said, well, get your butt over there and help the man out. So, from that generation when, you know, your mentor is a substitute, so you just go do it.
Yes,
and I'm glad he did because, hey, once again, you know, I'm in love with, you know, teaching, so I was at Lee. Left Lee, was able to go to Lanier under leadership of Dr. Williams, who had me as a English interventionist slash assistant principal slash athletic director. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being athletic director was fun because, you know, I could kind of mentor the coaches. And I'm like, well, coach, tell me what you're trying to do, and I can tell you how to do it. You know, that kind of situation. Played football for Fisk University. Also played ball for Alabama State University. So for all your viewers and listeners out there, Dr. Smith, I'm going to tell them when they ask me, which school do I love the most? Alabama State or Tuskegee? I'm going to pose the question there. Do you love your mother more or do you love your father more?
Yeah.
So, you know, the thing is, I love these things. Was very fortunate to be able to come to ASU as an instructor, as the teacher education center, lab manager, as a support for the practice, and also assist with the ATPA. So I wear a lot of hats over there, but you know, they all are education related, so it makes it fun. And I get to work with one of my mentors, Dr. Smith.
Hey, thank you, sir.
That's always a good deal. I am a father of a 12-year-old daughter, my precious, my heart, Kylie Reed.
Yep.
And I tell anybody, I mean, the goal of life, man, is, you know, you have a family, take care of your family. That's when you really start to see the joys and stuff. And the same thing out there, you're like, if you're a good parent, you're probably going to be a good educator too.
Yeah.
Because you see that reward later on in life. I'll give you a true story, Dr. Smith, and you know this young man, Quinn Hembright. Quinn Hembright was my starting strong safety when I was head coach at Central High School. Now, for the viewers and listeners who may not know, Quinn Hembright is also the first black head football coach at Charleston High School. had a very, very good season last year. Made it to the semifinals, I believe. One season shy of the playoffs, and to be that young and to be that good, you know, that's just a testament of, you know, I guess good upbringing and maybe a little bit coaching on my end and some good mentoring on Dr. Smith's end and others. So, you know, the reward comes when your kids are successful. And it doesn't mean they have to be a head coach or a lawyer or a doctor. You know, as long as your kids are family men and family women, they're raising their families and stuff, that's all real education. We just want to see you handling your business and male or female, you know.
And that's awesome, Brother Reed. I tell you right now. And I'm going to call him because that's what we do. He just, brother, he called me old, brother old. So, and that's it. See, that's the thing about it. We're African-American men. It doesn't matter about what organization. We still have to walk the same route. So we have to make sure we uplift one another. And that's exactly what we do right here. So that's why it's so, why we're so excited about having the opportunity to come before you. Now, Brother Reed said about his entrepreneur, just he touched on the owner's box. But there are several other opportunities I know for sure he has done in that period of time they took a step away. But he was doing things before then while he was still, as an educator, he was still running the business. So he wasn't like he just stopped doing this just to start that. He was doing it. So we're going to just, you know, if you know, he may want to share, but we'll kind of talk about it if he wants to as we move through the agenda. What I like to do, Brother Reed, I'm going to give you a chance to kind of catch your breath. You know, I have sponsors that I have to play their promos so they can continue to sponsor. So I want to do this one right now because it's important that I do this first. And you will know both of them. The owners of this.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal. In meat and three. Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Friday.
Barbecue Saturday. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Awesome, awesome. And that's Marvin Lawlock along with Pastor Katrina Roper Smith down in Georgiana, Alabama. So they were sponsors for our program. We wanted, like I said, to pay their promo so I keep a few dollars coming in here and ideas so we can make sure we promote what we need to do. Also, I want to give a shout out to TriStat LLC. It's a consulting firm down in Selma/Montgomery. They're there to meet your needs if you need any kind of training and managerial and leadership. If you need to as a government agency, you need someone to work with those government grants. If you're a nonprofit organization, they'll work with you with that. So Mr. William Scott, and I thank you, Mr. Reed, know him as well. Mr. William Scott, he's the owner and operator of TriStat LLC, again, in Selma/Montgomery. They're opening an office in Montgomery. They did out on Monticello Boulevard, Monticello Drive, however you want to call it. And if you want to contact him about some of your consulting needs, you can call him at 334-320-5438. Again, 334-320-5438. That's Mr. William Scott at TriStat LLC. I tell you, it's good to have people like that that, you know, meet and stick and be stuck like glue. and he's supporting us on our call. Thank you so much, Mr. William Scott. Now, Mr. Reed, we're going to quickly jump into our format tonight because there's some things that really, really I want you to be able to share with our listeners and watchers. Our title of tonight's show, and I was moving so fast, I didn't even share it. I kind of touched on building toward achieving our dreams. And I put a title like that. This is part three. And I want people to kind of think about it. What do I do? What do I need to do to achieve the dream that I have, whether it's to make $1 billion or just to have a happy family? Whatever it is, what do you need to do? So the things I know you have accomplished as an educator and accomplished in business, what steps could you suggest to our listeners and watchers how they can achieve and build on the dream they have? They may have touched the dream or accomplished something as a part of the dream, but they want to continue to build on it and continue to meet a final goal to have a positive outcome.
The first thing is, you got to begin with the end in mind. Where do I want to end up? Now, once you decide where you want to end up, I know you're saying, because we were doing this, it's done, but you have to begin with the end in mind. And what are your steps to get to that goal, that objective? Now, and that's the any kind of business you start. My students, especially one of the St. Jude and me, they were always fascinated by the owner's box, And this is just keeping it real with you, Dr. Smith, correct? So let's just keep it real for a minute. People that look like me tend to have more appreciation for club owners and bars than they do education.
Yep.
And so my students, no different. Oh, Coach Reed, you're on the owner's box, and my mama there, and my dad right there, and everybody says to get time and stuff. And I said, well, boy, if you learn the math that I teach you, you can open any business.
Yes.
And they were always like, well, Coach, you seem so unenthused about, having clubs and stuff. I said, because a club for me is just a business. I want the business to run right. I want people to be treated right. I want to have a good experience. I don't want to close down for any reason, some level. And that's it. You know, I said, and if you think of it like a business, then it'll run for as long as you want to. But the second you treat it as something other than a business, then, you know, it's going to fail. So I would say to the young entrepreneurs, if you're going to start a business, begin with the end in mind. Have a business plan. I don't care if it's just something that you have written down on a napkin at a dinner table. Mm-hmm. So if a good idea comes to your mind, it's time to jot it down. If you're going to be a business, you may not have this early on, but you definitely going to have a CPA. You want to have somebody to deal with those taxes for you, and you definitely want to be LLC. And if you're going to LLC, I would suggest that you LLC in a state that is really friendly to LLC. Once you start getting into that kind of thing, you'll see that certain states are a little more friendly to LLCs than others. But you know, you're going to want to outstand it. But by business, so you're going to need that kind of protection. However, the LLC will protect you against personal litigation. Like I said, I did all the home box and all the 50-50 along with my brother and I. And honestly, y'all, that wasn't part of my plan. That was part of my brother's plan because at the time, it was just certain places you couldn't go or you didn't feel like you were up in this stuff. And my brother, when he first spoke to me about it, Dr. Smith, he's like, man, we need to open the club. But I said, I don't know exactly what I said, but I said, he was like, well, I look like opening the club. I'm a head football coach. Mm-hmm. He came back 2 weeks later. He said, but man, we ain't got no place to go. Means you're grown, mm-hmm. at a tan, went a lot of places for you to go to have a good time where you didn't have to worry about ducking and running, just, another night, certain products.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I agree. Lo and behold, it took off. When my father died, I was blessed to be able to take that sabbatical and not have to worry about income. You know, it's the same thing with the 50-50. It was just a continuation. Now, the 50-50, I felt even more pressure because we were downtown.
Yeah.
Before we were like on the outskirts.
Yeah.
But now we're downtown, and we were the number two thing to do on the Tangerine Congress website. And I thought it was my duty to make sure that business ran right with no issues and make sure everybody had a good time to show everyone else that, hey, we can come out in masses, have a good time, and you don't have to worry about feelings on the news or Facebook Live or some of that other stuff. So, Dr. Smith, I don't know if that's exactly what you wanted, but
that's exactly what I want, because our young people sometimes think about all the money they can make, but they never think about the plan of action to get there. So when you even stated that, you know, the best thing, if you want to start a business, you got to think about the business end. You got to see exactly where you're going. You could be in 5 years. And that's one of the biggest things people run into when they want to start a business. I don't care what kind of business, the skill and talent you have. It's always that belt, that time frame, you know whether your business is going to survive, is that 5-year belt. Because in the first 5 years, you may not even see a profit. So if you want to start a business, no matter what it is, you got to keep in mind, I might not see a profit in 5 years. So the end may come a lot quicker because you will need finance to continue to operate your business. But besides that, as I always said, and Brother Reed said about order, sometimes we get out of order. You know, you got God and you got family. Then you got business. So if you are not making any, having a positive outcome in finance to help your family, you cannot stay in business long because that's going to be a negative part. And he also mentioned about CPA. A lot of us think we can start business and operate just because we operate on our Social Security number. See, when they say EIN number, employment number, employee number, fine, you can get that, but your Social Security number is always, your Social Security number is always your business ID. And you have to keep that in mind because regardless you have a EIN number, you still will have to have your Social Security attached to it. So we have to keep that in mind. So having a CPA to make sure everything is in the right place, taxes are being paid, and at the end of the year when it's come time to do taxes, it's easier when you have a CPA instead of having an individual that, you know, well, I don't know what I did with this receipt. You know, these are the kind of things that are so important to if you want to be successful in business. So the key thing, you want to start a business, think about where you want the business to end up, because that's one of the key. And that's awesome right there, Brother Reed. I tell you, really, that just put some people in the right place. Because I had people asking me questions like that. You know, talk about that. And that's the most important part of this situation is knowing that if you're going to start about, because you're trying to achieve a dream now. And the business achieving a dream, some people say and so on. But the truth of the matter is that you got to know that could be an end come quicker than you think it is, especially if you don't handle all the things according, like have a business plan put into place. Before we move forward, Brother Reed, I have to give people a shout out because when they join us, I want to give them a shout out. We have Miss Bush EBS joining us, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. I have to give a shout out because that's my wife, so I got to give her a shout out first. Liberty Sigma 1914. Concord Zeta's 1920. You have the members of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. You have the members of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Concord Zeta, up in Concord, Massachusetts. We have Troy Sigma's joining us. Thank you so much, brother. Omicron Tau Sigma Chapter, thank you. Then we have Victoria's Attitude out of Fort Lauderdale down there. She's joining us as well. We have Joy Randolph joining us. Thank you, Joy, so much. As well as Deborah Hall, I had to get that right, and Jackie Reed, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much for taking time. And if you are part of any of D9, just, you know, if you have it up on your picture, I can see it. If not, you can type it in. And I want everybody to receive a shout out because we're not all about just one organization. We're all about the D9. everything associated to the growth of African Americans. That's why this station is in existence. Let's think, 17 to 23. Made it past 5 years, apparently. And we're trying to move toward 10. So it's a blessing to have each and every, and thank you. And we have an opportunity to be interactive. I ask individuals to type in their comments, share their thoughts along with our title for the show tonight. That's Building to Achieve Those Dreams. Now, you got to make sure you're ready to do that because you want to achieve every dream you have, and you have that building toward achieving our dreams. And this is part three. All right, we're going to kind of move forth, and I want to give a shout-out before we do, Mr. Reed. I got to pay some more bills. A shout-out to Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. It's best soap set, handmade in Central Alabama, and I have several products here. I have some calming lavender salt, sea salt right here. Thank you so much. These are some products they sent to me. They have some Baby Boy soap right here, so if you need to get some Baby Boy soap, and if you want to purchase, and the owner and proprietor of that is Jennifer Jackson, and the number to contact Jennifer is 251-369-1314. If you want to go on Facebook, you can just put in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie Angel. Type it in, and you can find out about Soap Gym. Matter of fact, I saw that they also have a group now dealing with Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. So we want to give them a shout out. So, Mr. Reed, we're going to kind of move it because time is of importance. Before we do it, I'm going to give a shout out to Bruce E. DeWall Jr. He's one of my frat brother. I had a conversation with him the other day. He was on my mind, and I called him, and he's really back at home with his mom and dad working with some health issues. So he's on tonight, and I told him I'll be praying for him and next everybody else to pray for him. And also for the four young people over there in Dadeville, Alabama. And I tell you, getting over the weekend, the shooting that took four of our young people lives, we have to stop this violence. We have to stop it. That's another day we can talk about, but I want to give a shout-out to those family. You want to be young man Phil that don't know him personally, but he mentioned that he had already made a commitment at Jacksonville State to play football. And he's getting ready to go to school, from the school graduation in 2 weeks. And his life was snapped along with the young lady that was a cheerleader and a volleyball and a trainer, track trainer. You know, it's just, you know, it's senseless. So I want to, for those families in that community, we're praying for you. On WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one. We're going to make sure we're offering prayers and we're giving you that shout out to let everybody know that there's a lot going on around us. So we just got to be able to take care of each other, love each other. All right, Mr. Reed, we're going to kind of move this because I know time is coming of essence. And sometimes we get to talking and I like to stay on task. I really want to kind of move into address something you said when you said something about EIN, which is a employee identification number. The question is, and I kind of hit on a little bit, do you really need to have that? Do you really need to identify yourself as a LLC, a limited liability corporation, or do you need to identify yourself as a corporation, or you need to just identify yourself as pretty much what they call mom and pop. You know, just kind of share some thoughts on that. First started with the EIN, then moving forward and talk about those types of business.
Okay, so what I would tell anyone that's starting a business, you definitely want to get an EIN number. So now it's going to be based on what you're doing, if you want to be an LLC or if you want to be an S-Corp, those days. So when you talk to your CPA, they will be able to better inform you of which avenue to go after because LLC offers you certification, S-Corp also offers you certification. But you really don't want to be an individual. And I just knew that case. I was like, you run a restaurant and somebody slips a fall and they break their leg and they want to freeze everything. Well, you know, if you're not here on feed or an escort or something of that nature, then they can see you for your personal stuff. But when LLC, LLC is like its own person, its own entity. So if they sue you and the litigation is in, then they can only get what the LLC has and not your personal stuff. So you know, not your home and your card, that kind of stuff. All the stuff in the LLC. More again, I said very important, have a CPA. My students used to always say, well, Coach Reed, if I know math, like you know math, I shouldn't need a CPA. I said, well, first of all, you want somebody to know the tax code so they do this in and out like freezing. I said, the point of this education is math you get is to see if they take money from you. You know, you're able to see if the numbers not adding up right. You know, they're telling you that you're paying 3% to the county and 4% to the city and whatever, maybe 3% to the state. You're going to be able to break that down and see, make sure you're not overpaying and stuff. And I guess the more who you can, the more they're going to take it from. And the only way they find out, too bad Jay-Z, and I guess Jay-Z, his bookkeeper looked at it, and everybody found out that, you know, they had it was taken from. So, you know, bad to say, but, you know, you need to know how to watch your own money and stuff. You know, that makes sense. Always, I'm just going to tell you, the second you start making real money, get your LLC. Matter of fact, I was getting an LLC before then. I mean, they cheat. Now, you can go close to, like, legal zone and do your LLC, and it'll be official, and they'll file it and everything. I'm not sure what the rules and fees are, but I would say it's more than a couple $100 with that.
Yep. Yep. And that's what people have to understand. Just, we're not offering shade tree business no more because the federal government is really, really tapping into small business. And you have to be very careful. If you don't have your all ducks in a row, they can come down pretty heavy on you. And you might put yourself in a situation that you can't afford to handle the situation. So let's be proactive. And this is what this is all about, being proactive, talking about some things that will help you be successful. Truly, I want to make sure. I want to give a shout out to another sponsor, and I have to do this, L&A Lawn Service, manicure expert in South Central Alabama. It's ran by Mr. Tony Stallworth, and that's 334-300-7401. I'm going to say that again, 334-300-7401. So you can give them a call, especially in South Central Alabama, in the Greenville, the Crenshaw, Bradley, Luverne, Andalusia, Monroe County, Connecticut County, Evergreen. You give him a call and he'll come in and his team will make sure they get your lawn manicured to the best. So we'll give a shout out to Mr. Tony Stallworth for being there and being supportive of this effort we have right here. Mr. Reed, as we move forward, I guess just I want to kind of just take a step back when you were, and maybe you can just share some more thoughts. But before I do, I got to do this. I have to do this. I see that your mom is joining us. You have it tight. Bertha Reed. That's mom.
Yeah, we'll be here.
Okay. She's joining. I have to give her a shout out. I kind of, when I was looking, I went to one, and she's ahead, and I'm connected with you, but she's joining. Thank you, Ms. Reed, for allowing us to borrow your son tonight and be a part of this, and we're really excited about being able to let him share the pros and cons about just even as being an educator, being pros and cons as being a coach. And I'm going to touch on that in a minute, and I'm going to let him kind of share some ins and out as an administrator, as an educational administrator, and because it can go into play with business too. See, people don't realize that type of leadership you experience, those kind of structural environments you're in, allow you to move into a business, which is, again, a structure environment. And truly, that's what's important. So, Mr. Reed, I just want you to take a minute and kind of share with individuals to see if, as you talk about math and how, if you you know, you do what you're supposed to do in school in math, how it would propel you into a position if you wanted to be in business, because you can at least count your money now. Because it's important that we learn how to count our money. But just taking from education, taken from coaching, what could you share with individuals that are now prepping through our education program that would help them if they eventually wanted to achieve that dream or open a business or just achieve any dream?
Okay. Well, Dr. Smith, first of all, let's just start by this quote, Will Durant, one of my favorite. People think it's Aristotle, but it's not. It's Will Durant. You are what you repeatedly do. Therefore, excellence is not an act, but it is a habit. And what Durant is saying is, anything you do all the time, you will become good at. Anything that you do all the time, you will become good at. So you don't have to get frustrated if you're not good at what you're doing early on. It doesn't matter what you do. It pertains to education, it pertains to business, it pertains to athletics, it pertains to life. You know, anything that you do all the time, you become better. Now, the other one of that is, if you do nothing all the time, you become good at doing nothing. You become good at doing nothing. Now, if you become good at having good habits, I tell everybody, you know, and I think Steve Harvey might have mentioned this, that some people don't get up like 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock at the day or stuff, and he say, like, almost half your day gone.
Yep.
You know, if you're serious about business, if you're serious about life in general, then you need to go ahead and get up in the morning, get that day started, and do whatever it is that you have your mind to do. You know, you can't sleep around all day long and expect your dream just to happen. You know, you're not going to hardly hit the lottery. I tell my students all the time, keep it now. You're probably not going to hit the lottery. You're going to see no problem anywhere. We're just going to see or no. Why? Because I know that I've lost as soon as I set foot in there. Because my mouth keeps me good enough to win the casino. You know, you might be like them boys in that movie, man, and count cards and stuff, but, you know, you could mess with those. That's what they do. So my thing is, anyway, to start in business. One, do what you say you're going to. That word of mouth travels more than you think. And I know we live in this internet, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, I'm sure some other stuff out there that I'm not naming, age. But word of mouth travels fast, and your reputation travels fast. And if you provide good service, no matter what you do, if you're correct, they're going to say, hey, go to Dr. Smith, man, because look, he tell me what you want, and he's going to give you about four or five different designs, and you're going to pick the one you want. Mm-hmm. And now, when you do that first,
wow.
It was very hard to undo that. One of my football players today, man, he posted, I'm not going to call the rest of what he's talking about, but he said, man, it was horrible. And count the days, I'm never going back. And he showed a picture of the bacon was burning, and the eggs were right and stuff. And I couldn't believe it because I was there. I had a great experience.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, man, I sold to him and he didn't want to refund the money, so I paid, but I'm not going back. You know, I would have spoke up. I said, and after I spoke up, I would have paid, I would have left, but I would never go back. And the thing is, I had a good experience. He didn't have a good experience. But guess what? I'm not going back because I know my guys. You know, all my students, I call them my students. All of them. I don't care how old they get. And if somebody says something bad about your business, they don't have friends like me. And that's going to be enough for them not to do. So make sure you do good first.
Awesome.
I don't know if that's supposed to not.
I'll tell you that hits it on the head because our young people sometimes just don't appreciate the little things. We as adults, as people, don't appreciate the little things. See, the little things are the key to us getting to where we need to be and having favorable outcomes. Too many times, that's just like what he just shared about that experience. You know, we'll go places and we have experiences, and it's better to, if you could just share thoughts. You say, I'm paying you, but I didn't enjoy this. Because a lot of businesses are now getting their managers or who on the floor walk around and ask you how the service is. And that has come into play because they rather for you to share with them than to go out and share it with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, if we can send 10 people up in a line and tell them one thing on the first one, ask them to pass to the last one, it's going to be different before it gets to the last one. So what we want to do, we want to be able to do things like that, do surveys and make sure they're available. And your survey may be walking around to each one of your customers. asking them, how was it? You know, that's a survey, even though you're not writing anything down, but in your head, you know, I talked to 12 people and 6 people said it wasn't, the service wasn't good. And that mm-hmm. means I can now make the adjustment. And that's what we have to keep in mind if we're going into business. Yes, we talk about being an entrepreneur, but if you're going to go into a business, service is the key. And you have to give quality service. You can't just throw something out there and tell people to accept it. Now, they may pay for it, but they can hurt you more by not coming back or telling somebody else, don't go over there because the service is not great. And I think that word needs to really be out, because I know how sometimes we are special about black business. We, you know, we always complain to each other, and instead of, all we got to do is share it with that business and let them know they can make their adjustments when they know. But when they think they're doing something right, they're gonna keep doing it right in their minds, but it might not be right. It might be that situation of you continue doing it bad, it's going to keep continue to be bad. So what you need to do is make sure we begin to communicate with one another and not be offended. See, we can't get offended, especially in business. You can't, because someone said they didn't like your service, you can't get upset. And then I think people who are afraid of confrontation, that call, they don't want to say anything about it, you're still hurting that person because they need to hear what went wrong. Reviews, you know, they do reviews on business now. We can just go to the internet and we can find out anything we want about that business.
Not clear. Can I try this for a second? And again, this may hurt some feelings, but you know, I'm sorry, we keep it real, right? People that look like me, stop expecting discounts and freebies from black businesses. We have to stop doing that. That is my pet peeve. You know, I'll see somebody go to a restaurant, you know, owned by somebody else, and ask no questions. But if they go to a black business that does the same thing, and they're looking for a discount and stuff, and you got to get out of that habit of doing that. Business is business. Doesn't matter if it's white business, black business, brown, or business. Business is business, and we are the people we have to stop doing that.
Exactly. And see, and I want to give a shout-out to you, because we have people typing in comments, and I just want to make sure I give them a shout-out. I'll give a shout out to Keisha D. Williams. Thank you so much, Keisha. She says, so true, talking in regards to our youth. Well, we need to make sure our youth understand some of those important things. She also typed in, yes, quality service. If we can get quality service when we can make, we think we're doing it, but we might not. We got to hear from you to tell us. So whatever adjustment we need to make, we can do and give you the service that we want you to return and come back again. You can call it quality, but we just want to give you the best service so you can come back again. Because I can't make money if you don't come back again. And I tell them, I appreciate everybody on here that check us out. I know it don't cost you number time, but by you coming on, apparently we're doing something for you to come and check it out. So hopefully, if we're not, let me know. I always give my email. That's LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Let me know. We're gonna continue to work on it and get better. Give a shout out to Yolanda Smith. This is Yolanda over there. No man, mistaken over there in Texarkana. Is it Arkansas? Thank you so much, Yolanda Smith. Thank you so much for joining us. So we have them read all over the country that be checking us out, and that's what it's all about. We're going to get ready to kind of close it out right now because we have about 6 minutes to go. We can go longer. I'll put more time in. But I don't like to overdo the time that I asked one that volunteered to be a part of it. Now, at this point, I always allow our guests to kind of take this time and share some final thoughts, something that you want to share with our listening and watching audience.
Well, one of them says this. To be on the right way again. Life ain't fair. Stop thinking it's fair. It ain't never going to be fair. Yes, I know other people had a 400 plus year head start on us. It ain't fair. Get out of bed. Do the best you can every day. I mean, Because I think that's probably with some of my uncles. They figure out that they're 400 plus years behind. They're like, why should I even try? Because the game rules. But the thing is that you're always responsible for how you act and what you do. Okay. That's the first thing I'll say. The second thing I want to say is I'll be so glad, and it's not everybody, but I'll be so glad when we get that black pride and brown love back. I'll be so glad when I can see young men walking with their pants up on foot and young ladies dressed appropriate. And when I said I don't mean appropriate according to me, I mean to the bare minimal understanding, you know. There was a certain way when I was growing up that we did not go outside. And so, you know, and I think, you know, some of the things that should be said, some of those influential positions may not want to say it, but we want to keep it real show with Dr. Smith. So I'm just going to say, you know, we need to get out of it together. It's not always the other guy. Sometimes it's us. And right now, especially in Montgomery, Alabama, it's us. If we get ourselves together, everything else will work out. But it's hard to do it in a united front when, you know, we're not together.
Exactly. That's divide and conquer. You know, that's awesome, Mr. Reed. I do thank you so much for joining us. And tell Callie, tell your mom hello, and thank you for loving
me. Hey, Mom. Yeah. And I was like, hey, Mom, how you doing? I love you more. Because if I don't say that, you know I'm going to be in the doghouse. I love you, too.
For sure. And that's what Reed. Thank you, Mr. Roberto Reed, and he offered some awesome things tonight. And see, that's how God is blessing us. And we, you know, going to invite him back again anytime he want to join and want to kind of chime in and be a co-host and share his expertise to the many programs. He has that opportunity. He knows how to connect with me because our offices is 2 days apart. You know, so we're right on the same floor. So we're there. So I really appreciate you accepting the invitation of, and I will say it, Brother Reed, because I was that Brother Reed that comes over to come on this show and share some awesome information, and truly it's been a blessing. So again, thank you so much, brother, for being here. And matter of fact, Mom just typed in, thank you. Mom just typed in, thank you. And Ms. Reed, he shared it and you said thank you, and I just told him you said thank you. And that's awesome. You have an awesome rest of the night, Mr. Reed, and thank you again for being here. We're going to get ready to close out. Our next show we have is on Wednesday, and that show is titled Tell the Truth, Prime Time. And then we talk about issues, and the topic we're going to talk about is healing from trauma, from your childhood all the way up to adulthood. That's what we're going to talk about. Ways that you can heal, even if you had trauma as a child. And the expert, I am the co-host on that show. I'm not the host on that show. Our host is a young lady out of Boca Raton, Florida. That's Miss Lisa Levine. And she's a licensed clinical social worker and owns 4 other businesses down there. And she's excited about being here and hosting the show. So we look forward to have that show. That's on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time and 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. People say, why do you always say the various time? Because I have people listening all over this country, from California to Florida, up on the East Coast. It's all over the country. So everybody's not on the same time. So in essence, if it's 6 o'clock here, it's 7 o'clock in Atlanta, and it's 4 o'clock out in California. So I have to run off all of them. So that's the blessing to have the listening. I can't call for, we have listeners in South Korea, so I can't give you that time. We have listeners in Australia. So, you know, we got various time, but we're focused on here on in the Western civilization. Again, Brother Reed, thank you so much. Thank you so much. It was awesome having you here. And we're inviting him whenever he want to come back. He just let me know when he want to come. He want to talk about something that's not related to what in regards to what we're here, I'm fine with that because he brought a topic up at the end, and I think we need to talk about it. It's time to start talking about it and stop being hush-hush. And I'll be talking to my wife, and then I have several shows that focus on that because the show I have on Tuesday or Thursday at 1 o'clock, and it's entitled Building Boys to Be Better Fathers of the Future. So I'm trying to address the boys. And I'm going to address the men because boys become men. Now, I'm not saying I don't address females. not, you know, enough shows for them. I want to try to be an advocate for our boys so they can be productive men. So we got a lot to talk about, and we'll be aired on Thursday at 1 o'clock p.m. And we just be sharing thoughts about being better fathers. Or if you're not understanding, it's quick to say, well, I was too young. I was young when I became a father, but now you 20 years later, you're still saying the same thing. All I want you to do is understand the children, especially our boys, need those fathers in their life to be productive men. I'll read an article, and I'm going to lead after this, from APA Journal, and it talks about two of the things that our boys are encountering in school, and I never realized this. It says two of the things that's plaguing our boys in school and plague them as men is fear and anxiety. The fear that I might, you know, be the one that's caught up in some stuff that I should, fear that I'm identified as a troublemaker. The fear that, you know, three or four wedding pants down, everybody look at the same way. Our black boys have to deal with that. And we as being black boys, we had to deal with things too. And then we have to deal with it as a man. So we want to prepare them. So that's that show at 1 o'clock. I went into that and talked about that, but we're about to close out. Mr. Reed, again, thank you so much. Mr. Roberto Reed, he's awesome, did an awesome job. We look forward to you coming back again, and you have an awesome night as we close out at this time. As I always close out, I tell y'all, I love each and every one of y'all. It comes from my heart, because I'm speaking from my heart. This show is all about the heart, the vision, the soul. And truly, God has blessed us to be able to come here. Mm-hmm. Like in every situation, we have to realize we have to be responsible for our own actions. We have to be in the mind of grinding, keep on grinding. These are hashtags that run with my show. One life matters. Every one of us matters. Communicate for understanding. Make sure you're willing to talk. And when you're talking to somebody, talk with love. Get all this anger out of your heart. We make it do what it do. We're going to keep on doing that. We got this. These are our hashtags. We got this. We're going to make sure we bring it to you. And we're glad you're taking time to be a part. As we close out, I want to say this, because it's important that I do this every time. You know, I don't own the rights to the music, but I want to play this because we're family. We're really family. God has blessed us to be here together. You all have an awesome night. Truly, I love you. And I want to let you
your body.